Grand Prix winner, driver of the Honda number 18 for Dacon Racing with Vassar and Sullivan, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
There is nobody that knows how to plug their sponsors than race car drivers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, NASCAR, it's always the number 3 Budweiser car or the number 2 AT&T or the, you know, that's dropping it all the time.
Well, it's...
You have to.
I mean, Will Ferrell did it best, though, in Talladega Nights because he only had me. That was a sponsor.
Well, I think that was at the end, wasn't it? That's when he came
he
back.
Lost with
the, yeah, he lost them all when he had the line.
When he had no one, it was just me.
Right.
It's brilliant. That movie is so classic.
It is good. You know, a lot of those that are so dumb are good.
Oh, it's a great.
Ricky Bobby.
Yeah, that sounds like Sebastian Bourdais. Same guy.
Very much, very much. So, Bucked Up is the word of the show.
Yes.
Meaning we are giving away a pair of UFC tickets June 24th in Jacksonville. A really good card. I really like it a lot. Main event, obviously, is going to be very good. All you have to do is either tweet it, go to the Facebook page and post it. Obviously, you need to make sure that I see it. So you have to tag me. You know, we got to be specific.
Yeah.
It's like the old candid camera to new candid camera. You have to tag me, Knockout at Knockout Radio, and then put Bucked Up, and then you will register to win a pair of tickets UFC Jacksonville June 24th. But let's don't get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
UFC this weekend.
It's not a weekend unless it's UFC.
Well, that's true. Let's head up north and welcome Mike Proper Malott. Mike, how are you?
What's going on, guys? How are you?
We appreciate your time. Let's start with it's Wednesday of fight week. What's a fight week like for you?
Fight week is honestly like kind of relaxing now at this point. Like I've done it so many times, both as a coach and as a fighter with the UFC, that I'm pretty used to it at this point. Like it doesn't feel like there's anything overwhelming that's going on. All the hard work's been done through this camp. So, you know, we train once an evening at night, but otherwise like a lot of media and walking around and checking out the city. We're fighting in Vancouver for this one for UFC 289. And this is one of the only two provinces I've never been to in Canada. I've never been to Newfoundland or British Columbia. So this is my first time in British Columbia, and I've never heard anything bad about Vancouver, and dude, it's like living up to the hype. It is beautiful here. I'm sitting in my hotel room, looking out my window, looking right into the harbor. There's yachts parked in the harbor here. Above that, there's like bike trails and forests, and behind that, ice-capped mountains and beautiful sky. This is just an absolutely scenic view from my hotel room, so pretty blessed to be here right now.
I'm going to just take a minute, and I think I'll book a flight.
Dude, man, I messaged my fiance after this. I was like, okay, we win a few fights. We booked some cash. We're getting a condo or a summer house or something out here, man. I get a belt. I'm getting a home out here. This is beautiful.
I may do that. See, I've gone to and I've covered the UFC since the very beginning, UFC 1. I've probably been to X amount. And I didn't go to this one because it's my 42nd, 43rd wedding anniversary. And my wife said, let's get a cabin in Pigeon Forge, Gatlinburg. So I said, but there's a big event I need to go to. Obviously, I'm not going to fight her. Speaking of UFC fights. So we booked the cabin. And about 8 days ago, she goes, you're never going to believe this. I forgot to put in for time off from the hospital.
Oh, no.
So tragic. I spent money on the cabin. We can't go. I may just tell her I spoke to you today and you're expecting me to get on a plane and come up. I may do that.
Tell her I made you a personal request, man.
There you go. I know that it's been a while since you fought in Canada. You've had a lot of fights in Vegas. What are you expecting and anticipating? And I'm sure it's going to be awesome. Like, I go to these fights in Vegas, and if you're not American, everything is USA and all the screams and stuff. Do you like being, you know, like chanted against, or are you looking forward to being the hometown hero on Saturday?
The only thing I don't want is indifference. You know, like when I fought in Jacksonville, Florida, I fought Mickey Gall, a tough American kid, and I came out with the Canadian flag, so I got booed on the way in. I got booed when they were announcing my name. And I loved it, man. I was thriving off it. I was like, okay, you guys are booing me now. Watch. Like, give it a minute. You'll change your tune. And it kind of gives me a little chip on my shoulder. And then when I'm fighting at home and I get to be, you know, the hometown favorite and I get to be the center of attention, I'm going to thrive off that too, man. Like, there's nothing like having hype behind you or against you in a fight. I love both. The only thing before or after a fight that would upset me is if people forgot, people didn't care. You know, I want fights that, you know, and I think my fight style speaks for itself in this way, but I want people talking about me after my fights. Like, I've got 9 wins with 9 first round stoppages. And I'm proud to say that after pretty much every fight I've ever had, people have left talking about my fight, and I love that.
Now, obviously, I don't want to say this and then it be added pressure, and then when I do fly up to Vancouver, you punch me right in the face. But I vividly remember Tom Lawler came out to Hulk Hogan's Real American at a fight in Canada and then lost. Well, you can't lose when you do that.
Yeah, that's a solid move. Too bad he didn't get the win, but man, Tom Lawler was hilarious, dude. He always had solid antics going on at weigh-ins and walkouts. He was cool.
He fought on a local card in Tampa and came out to Who Let the Dogs Out, being walked to the ring with a harness, and he came out like a dog and on all fours walked to the ring.
He was one of the only guys that made you look forward to weigh-ins, because he'd always have, like, dress up like something ridiculous. I think he dressed up as McGregor one time and Dan Severin another, and, you know, he's always got something going on.
So Mike, before you came on the program, we actually had the Peter Funt from Candid Camera, the son of the legendary Alan Funt, which was, you know, the comedy and pranks on the street recorded on TV live. And so we asked him, Mike, was growing up in the Funt family all practical jokes and whoopee cushions at dinner? And he was like, no, not at all. It was never like that. But knowing that your brother's a professional hockey player and you're obviously a dominant UFC fighter, what was it like growing up in the Mlott family household? Was it always competitive, always sports driven, or what did you guys do for fun?
We were always competitive. So I've got 3 siblings, and all 3 of us have pretty much always been very competitive. So my brother's a professional hockey player, and then both of my sisters are very athletic too. One was a world medalist synchronized figure skater, and then has retired from figure skating since then. And then the other's going off to the university to play collegiate rugby. So we've always pushed each other certain ways, and it's kind of cool to see this all go in like 4 very different directions. But it's funny, we were talking about it with my parents recently. We're kind of having this conversation, like, how did we end up all chasing sports so hard? Because, you know, sports were important in our house, and our parents were both fairly athletic and loved sports, and hockey was always on at the house, and, you know, they were very supportive, but they never pushed us to really pursue sports. It was always encouragement, but never like pushed. We were pushed a lot more academically, and I missed the mark a lot of the times on that. But as far as sports, man, like, yeah, I think a lot of it was like, one, my parents, both of them are super hard workers. And so there's like that influence and kind of expectation of how to carry yourself with regard to your craft or your career kind of was passed down. And then I think we were just like real competitive kids. Like, we just all had a little bit of a chip on our shoulder athletically and felt like we had something to prove, and somehow worked out for all 4 of us.
When the 4 of you got together, and even if you do now, whether it's a board game or whatever, and you all are so competitive, who typically wins? And have you ever in your lifetime, when you were a younger person, did you let a sister, did you let a brother beat you?
I don't know if I've ever let any of them beat me, but we play a lot of board games and stuff now and card games, and it's not like it was. It's not crazy competitive. I think, honestly, all of us get enough of that in our day-to-day life to where, like, when we play cards, it's just more like joking around and telling stories, and, you know, I still want to win. I have a little bit of that competitiveness, but really with the family, it's just kind of more appreciating the family time rather than, like, trying to beat them.
So Mike, do you think it's a cultural thing? Do you think in Canada it's a different fiber of like the family being, like being with hockey being so prominent on TV and so
competitive? Yeah, because when I do something with my 3-year-old granddaughter, I'm going to beat her brains in. She's not beating me.
There you go. Don't give an inch, man.
Exactly.
Got to set the tone with that 3-year-old early.
nothing wrong. That's how you build character.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Mike.
With regard to Canadian culture and hockey, like, for sure with hockey, it's a cultural thing, man. Like, that's it was almost like weird if you didn't play a bit of hockey as a kid. Like, even if you weren't good, like, everybody played hockey for the most part. I really only had a couple of friends growing up that didn't play hockey. Almost all my friends were on my team or hockey players or you know, at various levels. But it was just kind of, you know, the thing to do in our small town was just play hockey. And there's been a lot of high-level athletes that have come out of where I grew up in Waterdown, which was a pretty small town at the time. It's massive now, but when I grew up there, it was tiny. And for the size of the town, there's a lot of high-level hockey players that have come out of there. And I think it is just like, you know, you get that in the U.S., it seems like in the South with, like, football towns, we were like a hockey town.
And how many times a week do you curl?
I have never curled once in my life, but
what?
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm good. Maybe when I'm, you know, full of arthritis and 92 years old and can't get on the mats anymore and I need something to keep me from going crazy, I'll go curling. But, dude, I don't have the kind of patience for that. That's, like, too slow for me, man. I need to put hands on people.
I once made the comment to my wife that I enjoy watching curling. So she said, good, grab a broom and sweep the kitchen. Never said it since. Before I ask you, about your opponent Saturday night, UFC 289, quick story. So Calgary is playing the Tampa Bay Lightning in the Stanley Cup Finals. And I'm in the media room. I'm talking to this guy who's from Calgary. And he's like, yeah, my wife is adamant that Calgary has to win the Stanley Cup, which I understand. Yeah. I'm like, why? And he goes, because we're from Canada. We're Canadians. I said, yeah, 90% of the Lightning are from Canada.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the funny argument. Like, oh, American teams are beating Canadian teams. It's like, dude, they're all probably 60% Canadian athletes anyway. What are you talking about?
Exactly. Give me your thoughts on Saturday night on your opponent.
He's good, man. The kid can fight. He's well-rounded. He's tough. He's long. He brings some interesting problems to the table. But we spent the last 7 weeks accounting for those problems and preparing for them. You know, he doesn't owe me anything to come out the same way he has in the past. You know, I think overstudying guys can almost be a detriment at times where you're, like, expecting someone to do the same things over and over again and they make adjustments. Like, I know I'm growing, so I'm assuming this guy's grown as well and added things to his game and changed. But from what I've seen, I've got this guy covered everywhere. Like I said, he's well-rounded, but not as skilled as I am. I'm well-rounded and more skilled. So I think when it comes to the striking, I'll outstrike him. When it comes to the submissions, I can submit him. When it comes to wrestling, I can out-wrestle him and out-grapple him. My physical conditioning and strength, I can break him with physicality. My mentality is iron sharp. I'm ready for this.
What are you thinking? And this may sound silly. You know, what are you thinking in the middle of a fight? Or are you not even thinking? You're just reacting and moving?
The latter more so, especially as I've gotten more comfortable in the cage and learned more as a fighter and grown and gotten more experience. The thinking's been done the last 7 weeks. I've been thinking the last really 20 years almost. I don't need to think when I'm in there. I just need to react, and I just need to flow and feel. You know, you can, my instincts will guide me intelligently and accurately through the fight, so I don't need to question them. I have faith in the process. I have faith in the preparation we've put into this fight, so I just need to trust in that and let that take care of itself.
Good stuff. I know the reward is a couple days away. Eve Edwards used to always tell me the work is getting to fight week, and now it's reward time come Saturday.
Exactly. Yeah. Wise words. He's the man.
Mike, thank you very much for your time. I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8-Man Strong for giving us a few minutes. Have fun on Saturday.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you guys having me on. Take care.
Yes, sir. UFC 289 this weekend, and it's going to be a good one. Once again, we are giving away a pair of tickets to UFC Jacksonville, June 24th. The word that we're using is bucked up. All you have to do is tweet it to me, Facebook it to me. Just somehow get your name, the word bucked up, to me. It'll go into a hat. We'll have a drawing on Sunday. All right, let's go hit a quick break. When we come back, I'm dreading this, 10 minutes of just Matt talking to me and boring the life out of me. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Sergeant.
She's got to be. be Sap, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. I'm going to knock him out.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Saturday, June 24th, the UFC returns to Jacksonville. The heavy-handed Josh Emmett looks to turn back undefeated phenom Ilia Topuria, plus dangerous Brazilian Amanda Ribas. Takes on the future Macy Barber. Don't miss UFC Fight Night. Emmett versus Topuria, live from ViStar Veterans Memorial Arena. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
There's a Disco Inferno with Randy Harris, and I'm here to burn this mother down.
Well, that guy wasn't a NASCAR guy because he didn't even announce who he was.
Who's the Disco Inferno?
That's his name?
Yeah.
That's not a title.
What?
I don't know who the Disco Inferno is. Who's
I'm going to poke your eyeball out.
Who was the Disco Inferno?
Who was the Iron Sheik?
The guy with the curly shoes.
Okay, the Disco Inferno was...
And he owns the LIV golf tournament. Aren't the Sheik the same people?
You're an idiot.
They're all together.
You're an idiot.
I don't know nothing about them.
Disco Inferno! He was awesome.
I thought that was like a song.
I watched the documentary on Dusty Rhodes.
Okay.
The other night as well.
The American Dream.
The American Dream. Was very, very cool.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. The falling out that he had with Dustin, or that Dustin had with him, and the disrespect. You know, Dusty wore that polka dotted outfit. If you remember that, it was black with yellow polka dots. So when Dustin and Dusty had this falling out, Dustin came out wearing that.
Okay.
And then Gold Dust and all that kind of stuff. And then they rekindled and they showed a video of when all three were in the ring. The same time, legendary family. I mean, yeah. It truly, truly is. I don't remember where I saw it. It might have been in the doc. It might have been when I'm watching one of the nights when Cody Rhodes was talking to somebody and the guy had a really bad tattoo. And the guy made a comment about tattoos. And Cody's like, yeah, I can relate because he's got that thing on his neck. You know, he's got the American Nightmare tattoo on his neck. Throwing something to his dad.
We should get you a tattoo.
The chance of that.
How about a bucked up tattoo?
How about no?
Like right there, bucked up.
First of all, no. There's not enough money. Seriously.
Because sponsors, like for NASCAR, they put it on the car.
Right.
They put it on the suit.
Yeah.
They put it on the helmet.
Yeah.
Right. So I think we should.
I've had it on my car.
On a tattoo on you is the ultimate sponsorship.
I'll never get a tattoo. Really, Jews are not supposed to get tattoos.
Well, I'm not Jewish.
Well, you're saying put a tattoo on me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm talking about you.
Because Jews used to get tatted up.
Oh, here we go. Well, Billy got a gang tattoo.
Yeah, I know. I saw.
It's like the Omega fraternity.
Yeah, I saw.
I mean, I hope he doesn't go to like a black college. And like,
wouldn't it have been cheaper just to get the cattle thing and do
branding.
It to his neck? Yeah, the branding.
I don't know why he did that.
Because that's kind of what it looks like.
It is what it is.
You know, like he just got branded. So
he just can't go the right. Wrong
so Rory McIlroy,
yeah,
is livid that the PGA is now in bed with the LIV Tour.
Yeah.
Now, Peter Funk said how he felt bad for the golfers.
Right. And those that stayed, like, you know, they didn't get the loyalty, like, right? There was no payback for missing out on opportunity to stay with the PGA.
I feel bad for the knuckleheads that didn't go get the money.
Right, because they missed an opportunity.
Because they missed an opportunity. Right. I understand being loyal. Believe me, you know where I stand with loyal. Sure. I had a couple phone calls this weekend from a couple legends. When I say legends, I mean the biggest of the big.
Okay.
Showing their loyalty to Knockout Radio and myself.
All right.
Which I will tell you possibly.
All right.
Possibly.
Yeah. But I saw on CNN last night the female correspondent, used to be the White House correspondent. Now she's the anchor for CNN. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
I don't remember her name, but she's the brunette with long straight hair.
I have no idea.
Anyway, she was questioning the golfer and grilling him about the money and coming from the political side and how it funded the 9/11, you know, plane crash. And you know, they're trying to make it this political thing. And he was like, look, I'm a golfer. Like, you know, right. Like the Saudis are trying to clear their name. It's been 20 years. They're trying to make good on their reputation as in the global, you know, community. And so do you think there's a place to bring in the history of Saudi Arabia and maybe their involvement in, you know, terrorism into this golf sport?
I'm going to say it this way. Okay. It now, this is what I always tell you two, you guys, anybody that I'm involved with, whatever. Be careful what you say. Be careful what you do because it can come back and blow up in your face. Whoa. The PGA was adamant about the LIV Tour.
Yeah.
Has blackballed the golfers that went to the LIV Tour, that fought them going and playing non-PGA tournaments, like the Masters, all because of Saudi, the money, where it comes from, blah, 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 blah. And now they're taking the money.
Yeah.
How can you trust, how can you believe anything the PGA Tour does or says moving forward? They succumb to the money.
I'm just excited to see the sand traps of the new golf courses. Gonna be amazing because they're the Masters. They have so much sand over there.
You're an idiot.
It's gonna be hot. I mean, like to get in and get out before your shoes melt.
Oh my god!
It's like 130 degrees over there.
Oh my! Yeah, they're gonna import the sand. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
I mean, even though there's a couple places, and I remember I interviewed somebody in Vegas. I think it was that ice bar that's between Mandalay Bay and Luxor, they import the water from Australia.
What?
They do.
Just so it's authentic?
I don't know. To me, it makes no sense. Water's water.
I mean, I tell you what, though. Down in, I think it's Siesta Key. Is that the, what's the, down by Sarasota? What's that beach down there?
I think that's what it's called.
So on my first weekend here in Florida as a Florida resident, I went down there with Tatanka, the WWF legend.
The bodybuilder.
Right, the Native American bodybuilder. We went down, his family, my family, we went down. And I was...
broke bread?
We broke bread. And I did not know that the sand in that region of Florida, it doesn't retain heat. So it's cool to the touch. Like, no matter how hot it is, where there's some sand beaches, like Clearwater, it melts your feet. I mean, literally, you step on that white sand and it burns. So I think they could do a lot with this sand tour on LIV.
The beauty, the 8 minutes that I had to put up with just you is now over. Let's go ahead and break. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and now the official energy drink of Knockout Radio, Bucked Up.
That's why she wore those shoes. Like steep them to burn.
I wish I had that stick in your ear.
This is the A-Hole Show. Wes Sims here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, my main man.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network. Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
I was just waiting for the fireball portion.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, I do. I like fireball. Kind of cool. You know what else is kind of cool? I don't know what the weather's like in Vancouver, but it's probably cool up there right now.
Where did we go?
Because I was going away, but I don't want to upset anybody. Let's go to the phone lines. I'm too old to get beat up. I don't want to keep Dan Ige waiting. Dan, how are you?
Hey, what's up? What's going on, my man? I'm doing great. Speaking of weather, it's freaking amazing weather right now. I'm looking outside my hotel window, got the doors open, got the fresh breeze coming in, and just good energy, good vibes up here.
Now, is it beautiful weather, more beautiful than the Hawaii weather?
It's different. Definitely it's way better than Vegas, I'll tell you that. You know, getting out of the desert to just being surrounded by, like, just beautiful nature and trees and water, so it feels good.
Well, since we broadcast out of Tampa, St. Pete, similar, you know, to the Hawaii, you know, kind of the beach, the weather, a different heat than Vegas. Yeah, I think we probably should have made the trip up there. First, welcome back. I know we always talk fight week. Fight week's all the same.
They're similar, but, you know, for me right now, like, it feels nice to be back on the road again. My last, I think, four fights were in Vegas, so that was just hometown. I literally slept in my house and drive to the arena, but this, it feels good just to get back on the road again and be in a different environment. And honestly, I'm just super excited.
You know, talk about that, because I was going to ask you, and I think it's been four or five fights of the last ones have been in Vegas. What do you have to take? What do you have to bring? You know, when you're staying at home and fighting all those fights, now you're on the road, adapters for electric. What other things do you may or may not have to bring?
I always overcomplicate and overpack, but I think I did really good this time. I counted exactly how many outfits I need for media, press conference, fight night, and then flying home the next day. And I brought a few workout clothes. The UFC takes care of us and gives us a whole bag of stuff. But yeah, you know, I bring my my charger, my toothbrush, and my scale. Can't forget the scale. You need your mouthpiece and your cup, and that's about it.
As crazy as this is, the one thing that I bring, and we just went down to Columbia for a rock concert, and I brought in a backpack because it was a quick in and out, but I brought my own Diet Coke. I'm the only person to ever bring Coke into Columbia. Because their Coca-Cola is different there, just like in Canada. Their Coke is different than the water. So when I would travel to cover the UFC in Canada, I'd bring, you know, a six-pack or a case of Diet Coke up with me, as strange as that sounds.
Yeah, I'm a Coke Zero type of guy, but, I'll have a Diet Coke here and there, but that's interesting. I didn't know it was different up here, but I do know from different countries, going down to Mexico a few times and some other places, that ingredients are a little different.
So, Dan, talk about, like, in the same scope of what you take or what you don't take. Obviously, living at home, being in Vegas, and having access to Performance Institute, cold baths, do they provide facilities up there for you to do hot sauna and cold baths for your, daily routines, or do you have to bring your own?
So, this hotel we're at has, really nice barrel saunas outside, which is great. A lot of hotels don't have that, but we have that here. No cold plunge. I've been doing my cold plunge almost every day at home. So I actually took a cold shower this morning, and it was pretty cold. The water was, I can't tell you how cold it was, but it felt cold. But I'm sure there's some cold rivers around here if I really wanted to find one and jump in it. But I think that cold shower will do.
See, Matt's always giving me a hard time because I don't want to do the cold plunge, and my wife seems to think my heart will stop from the shock. But, I would always take, one that I'd almost get third degree burns because I like it hot. So I've started cutting it back in a cold shower, and it does feel good. I don't know what it'll do for my old bones and stuff, but I do enjoy doing it. But Matt's been a big proponent of that.
It just accelerates the time that I inherit this radio show.
talk to us about your opponent Saturday night.
Nate Landwehr, tough opponent. He's got a lot of experience. He's fun. He's exciting. He's crazy. I think it's impossible for it to be a boring fight. I'm looking forward. It's going to be a stylistic clash and jam-packed action for sure.
I always ask all of you fighters, when you're preparing and, your fight's 3 or 4 days away, does it even really matter what the opponent's bringing to the table or what he does? Isn't it what you're going to be able to implement to the opponent?
That's the idea and that's the strategy. You never want to get too focused on what the opponent's going to try to do and go out there and implement my own game plan. And it can get easy to get caught up into thinking about is he going to throw this, throw that? But that's just anticipation, and I feel like that takes away from the actual moment. And that's my biggest thing. It's just being in the moment, and I'm prepared to go anywhere, everywhere. I'm well-conditioned, prepared in every department. So, I'm just excited to let my hands go.
So you get in the octagon, Bruce Buffer does the introduction, ding, ding, you start. Are you thinking? Are you just kind of reacting and flowing? Have you caught yourself not thinking and I need to think about what's going on? Kind of what's running through your mind. And is it different all the time?
I'd say it's different, but you always try to strive for that flow state and just, your body goes on autopilot and the reactions and actions just kind of happen. All your training takes over, all your habits will take over. You always try to train and ensure good habits and just see different things. I have a ton of great training partners from all different aspects, great kickers, good boxers, good wrestlers, good jiu-jitsu guys. So I have all these guys in their best attributes throwing their best weapons at me. It trains my eyes to see certain things. So even though they're not my opponent, whatever he has for me, I'll be able to see it and react just because I've trained my eye to do so.
Yeah, and Dan, I know it has nothing to do with you, man, but it's just crazy because everybody we talk to that's up in Vancouver talks about the beauty and how serene, and it's just picture perfect. Mike Malott was talking about how he's going to, if he wins, he's going to get a condo there and live there. But yet, New York City has the worst air pollution in history because of fires in Canada. that are like clouding the pollution and grounding planes. So I'm just like, man, it's a two different Canadas. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, it is. Now, you were talking about, you know, when we were talking about, you know, kind of what you're thinking. I vividly remember Randy Couture telling me when he fought Tim Sylvia that he had this whole plan, and I don't remember the order. It was a right and then a kick, or a kick and then a right. And he threw the first one, and he went to do the second one, and Tim was gone. Tim had already fallen. So here you have all these plans set, and you can't plan on your plans.
Yeah, sometimes that's how it goes. You know, that's what happened to me when I fought Gavin Tucker. I had this big plan in my head, and I hit him with one punch, and he was on the canvas. But, you know, I play different routes and scenarios in my head and visualize different things. I've visualized this fight thousands of times with thousands of different outcomes. So whatever happens is going to happen. You know, there's certain things you just can't control. I can't control how he's going to come into this fight, what he's going to do. The only thing I could do is control my own actions and my own output and my effort and, you know, go out there and go for it.
How will you relax the next couple of days? Or are you one of the fighters, and I probably asked you this last time as well, you know, are you going to think about an old Rocky Balboa with Apollo Creed on picture on the mirror? I mean, are you dwelling on Saturday, or are you trying not to think about it and just, you know, relax and go through the next couple of days?
Yeah, for me, it's just don't get too high, don't get too low. You know, no matter the outcome, that's always kind of, or more recently, kind of my mindset, you know, as I'm maturing and growing as a human and as a fighter. I do have a vacation plan with my family. We're going back home to Hawaii next Wednesday, so that'll be nice. I'll spend there maybe 10 days through Father's Day. And just hang with the family. But right now, all I'm focused on is this Saturday. And, you know, I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm going to go out there and try to get this W and keep the momentum going.
Good stuff. That's UFC 289 in Vancouver on Saturday. Dan, thank you very much for your time. I know we have your address. I'm going to send you another care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as a box from Bucked Up Energy Drinks. And enjoy the next couple of days and have a good time. Enjoy Saturday night.
Heck yeah. Thank you, Randy. I appreciate you guys. And thank you for the support. UFC 289. Tune in, baby.
There you go. Hey,
there he is.
Dan Ige. There you go. Yep. Good dude. All right. Let's go hit a quick break.
Good thing Rocky Balboa isn't going out today for training camp, because Philadelphia is under a code red as millions suffer from unhealthy air quality
from the smoke from Canada. Why are you ripping
code
Canada?
Code red. No, it's code red.
It's a code red?
That means
code red's bad, especially in Guantanamo Bay.
You don't talk about code reds.
We don't. It's like fight camp.
But fight camp in Philadelphia is closed today because you can't breathe the air in. Rocky can't go for his run.
Well, let's hope it doesn't destroy the statue. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and now Bucked Up Energy Drink. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. Now remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, yo, this is Rocky Balboa. Hey, talking sports with Randy Harris. Hey, yo, I got the whole family over here. I got, yo, Adrian, Coffin, Lincoln, yo, Butkus. Hey, yo, man, how that sound, man? I don't want to sound like a Kentucky Fried Idiot.
Well, the air quality is terrible up there.
So there's a lot of quality in Philadelphia's bad.
Well, I bet they're booing the meteorologists. Like, they boo Santa Claus.
Well, meteorologists are right 50% of the time. It's kind of like the 900 numbers back in the day.
Whoa, 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 whoa. This is not a personal chat room. What are you doing?
No, I'm saying those 900 numbers back in the day.
Those are sex lines, right?
They were sports betting lines.
Oh, sure they were. Was that what it came on the invoice?
Like,
your wife's like, wow, you really are a sports radio guy.
what are the psychics?
Oh, the Dionne Warwick and...
The psychic lines.
Zodiac.
There was a pretty famous psychic back in the day, Gary Spivey.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember him.
No.
So I met him. I got to know him.
They can read your palms, right? Like read your hands or like they tell by the line.
Well, you know, they like speak to the dead. And, you know, and I don't believe that only because all my dead relatives have never spoken to me.
Really?
You know, these people win these big lotteries and stuff and they're like, yeah, my dead grandfather. All my dead relatives, all my dead people have never sent me anything.
Huh. Have you done psychic? Would you do a psychic reading? Like, do you believe in the tarot cards?
No.
And like, have you ever done it?
No.
We should do it as a show.
My daughter loves that stuff. I mean, loves it.
Really?
When we went to cover a UFC in Vegas, they went to, I forget what the house is called. It's some big haunted weirdo.
Pee-wee's Playhouse.
That too. But they make you sign a release.
What?
They make you sign a release when you go into this house.
Is it like the haunted houses of this Halloween?
I mean, it is.
Because they do that. Like, in case you get a heart attack because someone scared you with a fake chainsaw, you're not liable.
Well, this is they in case you get attacked by a real chainsaw from a dead person that comes out of the roof, you know, and the chainsaw's running.
I'm curious, though. I mean, I don't know if I don't know if it works. I mean, people believe in that. In the mediums?
You know, of course. But, you know, like I said, they're probably wrong just as much as they're right. You know, like you go to these things and, you know, I've seen it on TV and, you know, you watch some of these talk shows. They're like, has anybody recently suffered a loss? Well, of course, somebody in a building of 200 people, somebody's going to raise their hand. Oh, yeah, I'm thinking of you.
Yeah.
Was the person right-handed or left-handed? It's like 10 questions. Yeah, they don't really left-handed. Yeah, I see that. I hold my left hand up. But it would be interesting, you know, if somebody was able to. Something that nobody knows. Like, everybody has to have something.
Like a secret.
That you've never, you know, whatever.
Okay. Yeah, an experience that you never talked about on the radio or...
You know, but you've seen shows where they, you know, it's kind of like Follow the Yellow Brick Road. What was that called?
Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz. You know, and the dudes in the back pulling all these levers and stuff and see stuff. And there was a movie where somebody was, like, talking to people in the audience, you know, and then saying, oh, the person in the green shirt. But, hey, if you believe,
Is that because you have too much skepticism because you've seen all the productions, you've been behind the curtains of all these events and shows and concerts? You know that they could easily manipulate a crowd.
Well, yeah, it's like, you know, when we went to...
David Spade or David Blaine or...
David Spade? No, David Spade pulled off any magic, I would really be shocked.
Well, he did pull off Opportunity Knock, so that was pretty amazing.
I don't know what that means.
That was Dana Carvey. I'm sorry. Same guy. But who's the magician in Vegas you guys hang out with? You guys went to the...
Chris Angel.
Chris Angel.
Yeah, you know, when he walks down a ladder. Come on. Of course there's ropes and twings and twangs and strings and, you know, but you have to, if you're going to go to something like that, go to enjoy it.
Or go at night.
don't.
Wouldn't it work better at night? Don't you want it to be spooky, kind of? Like, no. Is that kind of like?
No. What's spooky got to do?
I don't know. Like maybe somebody breaks
this in. This isn't haunted magic. It's him walking down a ladder.
Well, I'm curious, but I'm scared of it. Like I bought a storage unit once, and there's a tarot card set. And
you got me in trouble.
Acrylic box.
You got me in trouble when you bought a storage unit.
Did I really?
Yeah.
How did I get you in trouble?
Well, you gave me a couple things, and my wife's like, "You will not bring that in the house."
Oh yeah. Well, because the tarot card said it was haunted, and I was like, "Well, I gotta get rid of this."
And you gave it to me.
But I was afraid to throw it away because like I didn't want to have like the bad juju. I don't know if it's like bad luck or like if it.
What does juju have to do with it?
I mean, like,
now you're against my religion too.
You're a juju. but you know, like at the Phillies game or at baseball players, they don't step on the white line.
Some
they hop over it.
Some.
They have superstitions and like, so I just didn't want any bad karma or energy or whatever you want to call it coming my way because I discarded of tarot cards in an improper way. I know a cell phone battery has to be disposed of properly for the landfill. Tarot cards has got to be the same way.
So people want to know why I dislike you as much as I do. Okay. So you have something that you think is going to give you bad juju.
Yeah.
So you give the Jew the bad juju stuff.
Yeah.
Which is still in my car.
It's in the name. Oh, you still have it?
Of course. What about? I can't throw it away.
We should give it to Steve. We can put it in the limo.
No. I don't have a problem with it.
But you know, Steve, you're just traveling overseas. I mean, a lot of different cultures have different like religions and beliefs. My wife's Brazilian. Black magic is real. Her family is involved in it. They do the sacrificial, you know, and they do the candles and the
sandwiches. I honestly don't find that hard to believe.
I mean, but South America is a different culture, man. It's a different thing. So while you were traveling over in Paris and in Europe, did you see anything? No, they took his voice away.
Yeah, I guess. He's got a microphone. On top of his head, though.
But the mediums, they silenced him. The tarot people have spoken.
I guess. He wants no part of coming on air.
It's unbelievable.
He was on two or three times, and we've scared him away.
It wasn't us.
Yeah, but I don't have a problem with any of that stuff.
I think we should do it. I'll book one. I'll set it up. Do you think they have online appointments?
Well, here's the problem with that. You're going to set it up where – who's going?
Oh, us.
Okay. Who is us?
We.
Who is we?
You and I and Steve.
And Steve.
And whoever else is accompanying us that we don't see.
See, the problem with that is I can tell you what's going to happen. We're going to sit there and the person's going to say, I can see someone who was born with no lungs. And then Steve and I are going to be out of this conversation.
So the question, do you get to ask questions in these? Like, do you get to say, like, when will I inherit Knockout Radio? And then they can give you like a time or, you know.
Something to look forward to?
Yeah, like, you know, when you get prepared. I'm going to need time to do research and bring content and work on my radio voice.
I continue to say words are hurtful. And you are very, very hurtful.
No.
I think you should go see the Iron Sheik.
But what would you add? Whoa.
How about what Israel said? You know, I tried to get in a disagreement with Israel.
Israel Adesanya?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
So Israel posted something to the effect, and I could find it if I need to have word for word. But he was very upset that his teammate, Kayakara France, lost in the eyes of two of the three judges.
Oh, yeah. He said he wants the judges to be accountable.
Which I'm okay with.
For their actions.
Which I'm okay with.
Just like the fighters are after a fight, post-conference.
Which I'm okay with.
They have to answer to their work.
I'm okay with all of that. Okay. Then he said something about it's time for them to expire.
The judges?
The judges.
Expire their reign? Because it's always the same. Five judges, right? Like they
pretty much.
They're all interchangeable.
Yeah.
Or like in Congress or in politics, you have term limits. Then you have to be reinstated or re-voted into office.
Well, first of all, the commissions are the ones who pick the judges. I know that Mark Ratner has some involvement in that, but it's typically the commission and whatever. But I took offense, not because I know who the two judges are that in question. You know me. I'm going to stick up for what I want to stick up for.
Right.
It doesn't matter. You know, it's what I believe is right and wrong. Okay. So when you say they need to expire, to me, that means like the stupidity you just said about me.
Death.
Death.
Right. I don't think you meant it that
way. Of course he did.
You think so?
Absolutely I do. Absolutely, 100%. If I honestly thought that he meant their term limit as a judge, then that wouldn't bother me.
Okay.
And it certainly wouldn't bother me to the extent of you just wish death upon two people.
Wow. Yeah, that's a little harsh.
It is harsh. You know, and there's right and there's wrong. Now,
I don't need you to die. I just need you to quit. Just tap
Well, it's not even quit.
Just
it's
tap out. Hand me the mic. I'm really going to
build. It's at some point, the commission, if they find, the only thing that I found interesting in that one fight, like I have a difference when somebody says those two judges were wrong and they scored every round the same.
But I know I've talked about this before, but I'm going to harp on it again. There's technology. Like I buy and sell fitness equipment. That's what I do. My hobby.
Oh, that's what you do now?
That's what I do.
Okay.
So they have light boxing sensors. Does. They have light panels where they color change. You have to hit and it records how many punches were thrown and how hard of an impact and they're significant punches or strikes.
Unfortunately, it's much more than that. You know, here we are at this fine establishment tournament to pizza. We're watching a ball game that's on, and no matter how it's played out, whatever team scores the most runs wins. Now, there still could be bad calls, and they've tried to change. It's the one decent thing Major League Baseball has done with instant replay and whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's still whoever touches home plate the most is going to win. In a combat sport, and even more so when you're talking mixed martial arts, there's so much more than just strength, amount of punches, amount of strikes, how hard you're hit. What about, and it is important, octagon control or ring control or mat control, or as a judge, which I am in the state of Florida, if a fighter takes a guy down and they get right back up, some judges give them something for the takedown. Some judges don't give anything for either. Some judges will give something to the guy who got up off the ground. That's where the consistency needs to be fixed, in my opinion. It has to be consistent throughout.
So it's not like wearing like a suit that would record all of this.
Yeah, what would that?
It would give you total number of punches and kicks.
Right, and that's all it would give. So if they're going to
do both, could you do a hybrid? Could you have a sensor type of format?
No, because then it would still be the same thing. So, all right, your technology tells me that Dan Ige had three more power punches than his opponent. Mm-hmm. Okay, but you still have to factor in everything else.
The time control, the...
If the guy's backing up throughout the fight and the other guy's coming forward and it's an even fight, who are you giving the fight to?
Yeah.
And I've always said, and the way that I judge, is a fighter could win a round by one punch. So when a fan or media or whoever is up in arms or a champion that thinks he knows it all, and knows that or thinks he can do his job better than I could do his job, which in this case is true.
Are you talking about Izzy?
Yeah, that's right.
Why are you trying to get beat up by Izzy?
It's just he said.
He just choked out Mr. Prime. He just choked out Logan Paul yesterday, and he put it on Instagram.
Whatever.
That guy's a killer. Okay, why would you mess with him?
I'm going to mess with anybody who, in my opinion, says things that shouldn't be said.
Regardless of weight class?
Yeah. I'm a super heavy.
Hefty bag.
Yeah, hefty bag's coming up. That's our last interview. Hefty bag. It just kind of bothers me in that, you know. And like I started to say, I've always said that you can win or lose a round by one punch, by one whatever. I'm doing everything in my head as the round goes on. You know, I'm basically scoring as I'm going.
Now you're talking about Izzy being upset because that's his teammate, mm-hmm. and there's like the camaraderie there. You always talk about a historical fight between Matt Hughes and Frank Trigg.
Yep.
That both of them were friendly with you. Both of them were your boy. And like you were like, oh, my God, Matt. And then you're like, oh, my God, Frank. And you're like, oh, my God, Matt. And it was hard for you to watch as a fan because you have a personal connection to both sides.
Correct.
I have one that tops that.
Why do you always got to attempt to top me?
Because if I'm going to take this show over, I got to have interesting content. But I have a dilemma, and I need some help with it.
All right. Well, we're not going to have enough time to talk about it right now.
Can we do it after the break?
Yeah. You know, we're approaching the top of the hour.
But I need your advice. You've been in this situation. Maybe you've not been in this exact one, but I need your I need your feedback.
I'm happy to do it.
Feedback on what I should do
You should stay out of it and not go.
As a professional.
Well, you're not a professional. So are you going as a fan?
No, it's worse. I'm in a real dilemma. I need your help.
We will talk about it when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and our newest sponsor, Bucked Up Energy Drink. We'll be right back.
Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3.
And a happy Wednesday. Listen. Tampa Bay Big Ed here on the Tan Talk Radio Network. Let's take a look at your Bay Area forecast. Some